Let's get to our guest. Jiang Qiwei is with us, president and chief economist at Pinpoint Asset Management, who joins from the Chinese mainland, the city of Shenzhen. Qiwei, thanks for being with us. I think we have to focus on how the market is taking the pivot here in the COVID story in China, where local authorities now, as we can clearly see, we're hearing, they're beginning to relax some of the most strict control measures, and the market in Hong Kong is simply exploding to the upside here. Morgan Stanley, I think, one of the latest firms to turn bullish once again on Chinese stocks. Do you think this is durable?
Yes, I think very much so. I think the rally is going to be sustained well into next year, because this is a very big change of policy. And I think the government has moved beyond the point of no return. I think what happened in the past 2 weeks, even for us on the ground, is very shocking, that it's a 180-degree U-turn that made within, practically days rather than months. So that's way beyond the investors expected. And I think this process is irreversible now.
Irreversible, but it's probably going to be a bumpy road out if the experience of other countries is to be replicated, with rising absenteeism, that sort of thing. What difficulties and challenges do you foresee around the supply chain?
Absolutely, you're right. I think that's a major concern, I think, for the global economy, is that in the next several months, I would expect Chinese factories not running at full capacity. And what you observed in the past, maybe several weeks ago, what happened in iPhone City in Zhengzhou, the Foxconn having trouble to find enough workers to assemble iPhones, that's likely to happen to many more factories. And that will hurt global supply chain. So, investors need to watch out for this. Particularly, this is very relevant for, the inflation outlook in the U.S. and so on. But locally in China on the ground, people are getting very bullish despite of the shorter challenge. I think people, as you pointed out, already looked through what happened in Hong Kong, in Singapore, in the rest of the world. The first several months is going to be very challenging. But what made people more confident is the second half of next year, the rebound becomes a lot more certain than before.
I'm wondering if we can go so far as to say that if you look at these easing measures, has the country abandoned COVID zero, or is that a little too far to go at this point?
Yeah, well, there's no official announcement that they're, giving up the zero COVID policy. But effectively on the ground, I would say the policy has changed in a very significant way. As I mentioned, we passed the point of no return. So this becomes irreversible, that China is moving away from the zero COVID policy and decisively into a reopening phase. And the big question now is how long this transitional period will be. And I think, in the past, if you ask me this question, say 3 weeks ago, I would say the transition period may last, say, 6 to 12 months.
Wow.
So it could last for all the way into the end of next year.
We just had, Paul just mentioned the Caixin private PMI services figure. I guess we're in contraction now even further. This is really not surprising. To your point, though, we may have reached an inflection point with the relaxation of some of the COVID curbs. The question is, the time that it's going to take to actually fully recover, and I think that we need to put a pin, or at least maybe a caveat in place, saying that it's contingent upon the number of infections and how I would imagine the healthcare system in China is stressed. Would you blame a company, any company that does business on the mainland in either the form of outright production or part of its supply chain, for kind of thinking again about the risk of being so exposed to China when you're dealing with a government that is so draconian in some of the measures that it seeks to impose on managing an economy?
Yeah, Doug, I think there's a lot of new risks everybody needs to think about in this new world these days. And I think for multinational companies, right, so how to make their supply chains more resilient to geopolitical risk and all kind of other economic, non-economic factors, right? So I think that's happening. That is a reality that we have to live with. Now, having said that, I think the sentiment for, you know, if you do a survey among all these multinational companies, you know, compare the current survey relative to, say, 3 months ago, I think the survey may become a little bit better. The sentiment may become a little bit better. And, I, you know, the same as, you know, what you observe in the stock market. The reason being, the government is moving away from this zero COVID policy a lot faster than people expected. So 6 months, 1 year down the road, the economy hopefully back to normal. Now, that doesn't change the trend that some of the supply chains will reallocate away from China to, say, Vietnam and India, you know, less developed countries. That's a macro trend that's driven by economic fundamentals. But compared to 3 months ago, it may actually become a little bit better. So you know, this is a, you know, it's a complicated, and it depends on who you ask as well, right?
What's the challenge for policymakers here? Because, you know, the relaxation of COVID zero obviously being very warmly welcomed by markets, doubtless the people of China as well. But it's a pretty fine line to walk ahead in terms of stimulus and supporting the economy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the, you know, after the Party Congress, we have a very different group of leaders who will take over in March next year. So we have, you know, a new prime minister, a new central bank governor, new minister of finance. And I would expect quite a lot of policy surprises to come as well. You know, this is only, what, several weeks after the Party Congress. We already had a U-turn in zero COVID policy, a U-turn in property sector policy. I think there will probably will be, you know, more stimulus on, say, fiscal front as well to happen in the next few months. I think the market is already getting quite excited because of that, to anticipate more stimulus coming, and they probably will. And there's a big question whether they will push consumption, like what the U.S. did, right? Send checks to households. That's the most direct way to boost consumption, which is very weak at this moment. Let's see. I mean, yeah.
Jiwei, very quickly, 30 seconds in the time that we have left. In terms of managing the currency right now, we're seeing a lot of strength today in the offshore. Is there a point at which the PBOC would be a little too concerned about the speed of strengthening?
No, I don't think they're that concerned at this moment. Also, I doubt the currency will strengthen a lot more because, you know, once China opened up, Chinese will travel overseas, will spend money in other countries, and that will put pressure on the currency to depreciate or mean reverse, so to speak. So I'm not that worried about it.
All right. Zhang Jiwei, President and Chief Economist at Pinpoint Asset Management. Thanks so much for joining us.